2 years ago, Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, revealed the extent of communication surveillance by US intelligence services. The result is a fierce and ongoing debate about privacy in the digital age. But has Silent Circle, a startup in Geneva, created a phone that has solved the problem of snooping? I'm Murad Ahmed, European technology correspondent for the Financial Times, and here to discuss this with me is Sam Jones, the FT's defence and security editor. So Sam, you've written a story this week about a device called the Black Phone. What is it and how does it work?
So the Black Phone, essentially it's a Google Android phone, but that has undergone some heavy modification. And the company behind it, Silent Circle, has basically made it so that the Black Phone, as they call it, will have end-to-end encryption on all voice calls and text messaging and email. And they've also changed the phone so that any apps that you have on that phone will automatically have all of the information sharing elements to them disabled unless you opt into them. And crucially, Google has allowed them to tinker with the architecture of the phone in such a way that even apps that normally you wouldn't be able to disable some of the things or some of the information sharing elements to them would be hidden, you can do with the Black Phone. So it's essentially a sort of, they've rebuilt the phone from the ground up purely from the point of view of security.
And the key thing here is this end-to-end encryption. For those people who don't know what that means, could you just explain in simple terms how that actually works?
Sure. So with regular encryption, which is becoming more pervasive with your email and things like that, what happens is when you send an email, Google will generate a key and that will encrypt the email and then that will be decrypted at the other end of the sort of pipe as it gets to the recipient. But Google has those keys. And if, for example, an agency of a state goes with a warrant to a company like Google and says you need to let us see what's in that email, then that can be decrypted. With end-to-end encryption, the keys are generated and stay with the users themselves. So even the companies that provide the services have no way of cracking the communications that are passing between their clients and their customers.
Okay. So the company behind the Black Phone, the brilliantly named Black Phone, is Silent Circle, and it's got a particularly interesting group of founders. Who are they?
So according to the company's own folklore, they were set up by Mike Janke, who's a former Navy SEAL, and he got in touch with the founder of, or the creator rather, of PGP, which is Pretty Good Privacy, which is the sort of the benchmark in encryption, and its creator, Phil Zimmerman. And he said to Mr. Zimmerman, would you like to set up a company with me? I want to try and solve all of these problems that I've seen in the SEALs with the use of encryption and bring them to the real world, to the corporate world, and help them improve their privacy. And so he teamed up with Phil Zimmerman and then a third person, John Callis, who was Steve Jobs' chess partner and also the developer of the security architecture for Apple's operating system. He joined them as well. So they've got a pretty all-star cast of people. And there's several others there, leading cryptographers that have joined them, that developed this based in Geneva. And it's really taken off since the Edward Snowden revelations. So it's this sort of new sense of a need to protect data that's really driving their business.
It seems like a cast of characters ideal for the next Facebook movie. But the thing about Facebook was that it made a lot of money. It was a really good business. And is there any sense that Black Phone is becoming popular or can become a really big business as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a niche product. So it's important to recognise that with the greatly increased security and privacy that you get with one of these phones, the payoff is less usability. So you can't use apps that you might want to, or you can, but then that reduces your security. So, you know, if you want to use location services, as all of us frequently do for many of the apps we use, then that's going to be something that you can opt into on your Black Phone, but that's going to decrease its level of security. So it's not necessarily going to become pervasive, but it is, I think, going to be popular for people who are targets of hacking and who are targets of espionage. So we live in an age where someone said to me the other day, we've seen the greatest transference of intellectual property in history from the US and the West to China through largely cyber hacking. So corporate executives, people in senior positions, designers, or the sort of holders of intellectual property at firms. It's those kind of people that would really, in their jobs, have an interest in using one of these. And it's the usability that makes it better than most other encrypted systems we've seen to date.
But also what many people, at least many people in Western countries, would consider to be legitimate targets for surveillance, terrorist groups, other types of wrongdoers. And so if this became pervasive, then it'd be a nightmare for the intelligence services who are trying to do things to protect the country. Are the spies also trying to find a way of decrypting this unbreakable phone or come up with some sort of accommodation with Silent Circle?
So that's the flip side to this. So whilst, you know, it might be great from a country's point of view to have all of their kind of business leaders using this and stopping the hacking of their intellectual property, the problem is that with encryption, end-to-end encryption, much of the signals intelligence activity of organizations like the US National Security Agency and Britain's GCHQ becomes near impossible. It's not feasible to crack encrypted systems. The sort of blunt force attack that you can mount on a system is doable, but the amount of computing power it takes is huge. And so if you are looking to collect data from a wide range of sources and therefore get a sense of where things are going on and then hone in on something, this renders that impossible. So the problem that they face is, how do they stop this becoming pervasive? Now, interestingly, Silent Circle's position is that this will never become pervasive because the internet companies out there, the communication service providers, the tech giants like Google and Facebook, they themselves do not want to see end-to-end encryption everywhere, because once they see end-to-end encryption everywhere, then their business model also becomes impossible. So, you know, Facebook is a company that ultimately depends on being able to mine data about its users. If you end-to-end encrypt all of your users' interfaces with that, then Facebook doesn't have access to any of that data. So I think ultimately maybe things will settle into a niche where, you know, Black Phone will be off on one end. It's an expensive product. It's going to be used by specific individuals who have a desire to use it, but it's not necessarily going to completely hinder the mass data surveillance and signals intelligence activities of Western intelligence agencies.
Okay, thanks, Sam. And if you want to read about Black Phone on whatever device you're using, go to theft.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.